Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. Sharky Zartman here, and if you are a senior or know of a senior that is struggling with challenges, today we have someone who has some answers. Rick Bava is a baby boomer thought leader, part of the leadership of today's senior magazine, co-founder at babyboomer.org, and the author of In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation. And today we will discuss some of the challenges seniors and boomers are facing in 2024 and how we can navigate during these difficult times. So welcome, Rick.
Oh, Sharky, it's so great to be with you and to share some information with your audience. And I was just really looking forward to the visit with you.
Okay, well, thank you. First of all, I've got to congratulate you on the publishing award your magazine received. That is so cool. So, awesome.
Thank you very much. It was really an honor, and of course, you can imagine all of us at today's Senior Magazine just feel so positive about it. You know, we have a lot to thank our associates, of course, our great advertisers, but the people who bring content to the magazine. 20 years now for today's Senior Magazine, serving baby boomers and seniors. And when you get an award like that, Publisher of the Year, you can only imagine the excitement it brings.
Well, you know, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
I appreciate all the topics you and your staff cover in the magazine with not only great advice, but also resources. So,
right.
Awesome.
That's actually the mission of the magazine. It's funny you mentioned that. It's the magazine's mission is actually to bring great content and resources to our audience, which is something you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And as you know, and I remember meeting you a while back when you pitched me in New York City at the National Publicity Summit to be on the show. And you, your new book, In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation, was just released.
Right.
And I remember reading your book on the way home.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it just was, I couldn't wait to book you, but... Can you tell us why you decided to explore this population and what you learned from your research?
Yeah, you know, it's a real interesting story, actually. I spent my career as a senior executive, you know, Sharky, my father, my grandfather, my favorite uncle, who ran Loyola University Medical Center in Chicago, they all worked late into their life, you know. And I wanted to do the same. I wanted to find something to contribute to society. And my best friend from college, like a brother to me, he was leading the business school at the University of Oregon at the time. And I said, maybe you and your students can help me find my encore career, which has become a very popular term for baby boomers who want to continue to work and contribute. And he said, you know, and the student said, we've heard you speaking out about the baby boomer generation. Maybe that's where you ought to turn. And that's really been the direction of my career since 2009. Obviously, when we first encountered each other, I had just traveled the country for a couple of years, researching, talking to, interviewing over 300 baby boomers, and that was really the foundation for the book, and then everything followed from there. So it's been really a great journey.
Right, right. And their book is such an enjoyable read. And so
thank you, Sharky.
Thank you for writing that. But
Let's not forget, you're quite the writer, too, as our friend Dr. Bob tells me all the time.
Oh, yeah, well, we both like to write, and so, yeah, and so, as we know, now we're going to talk today about some of the challenges that people have as they grow older, not just boomers, but seniors of all ages. And there's a lot to talk about, obviously, but what are some of the most recent challenges you're seeing in 2024?
Well, that's a great question. Feeds right into something that I have been doing as a practice for the last 2 or 3 years. We take the input that we get from the readers. You know, it's great to have a magazine that addresses a specific demographic, and you get a kick out of the fact that, like it used to be said, I do get a lot of cards and letters, right?
Right.
And it frames the topics top of mind to the baby boomer generation. And so when I heard that you wanted to talk about that topic on the show today, I thought it centered around the input that we get. I think it feeds into three specific areas with a lot of topics. In other words, you have the baby boomer who is looking at caring for an elderly parent, worrying about their children, now being a great grandparent. Second frame, how do they balance that with their own life? A lot of them like to take that famed bucket list trip that they so been desired to do over the years. And then the third is, you know, not every baby boomer wants to just play golf, right? You know, and we're not our grandfather's Oldsmobile. And what I mean by that is the baby boomer, you being one as well, we know we still want to continue to rock the world and not rock in a rocking chair. So your whole theme of being active and fit and, you know, being healthy late into life, health and wellness, it just fits into the whole circle of topics top of mind to the baby boomer generation in this present time.
Okay, well, let's talk about the first area that you mentioned, the care and taking care of, I know, our parents and also taking care of our kids' children. I think they call us the sandwich generation. Is that right?
You got it.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, we have our lives too, you know.
Right.
So a lot of people get caught up in caregiving and raising their grandchildren. And so so how do people navigate that area, you know, and live their lives too?
Yeah, it's a very difficult challenge, to be honest with you. You have a woman from Ohio who, 48 years of marriage, a baby boomer, loves her daughters, has a son, spends a lot of time with the grandchildren, traveling to Orlando where her son lives. She's got a cute little granddaughter, Stella. Her two daughters live close to her in Ohio, and she finds that she's a daycare center as well. And it's really interesting. You have a couple in Oregon. They live in Portland. We probably treat balance a little bit different than the woman in Ohio who's so centered on the family. They have found and struck a balance where they will take the grandchildren in during the week and help out and take the kids on outings and that kind of thing. But they've been just doing an enormous amount of traveling, and as it was explained to me by this couple in Oregon, you know, they said, we worked hard, paid our mortgage, we sacrificed, we were good savers, now it's our time. So you have that kind of group. But then, like you said, there is a lot of baby boomers, and it's always actually at the top of our list, Sharky, in terms of listing the caring for an elderly parent. Boy, oh boy, what a challenge that is become for the baby boomer generation. And there you have the full spectrum. Either a parent lives with you or you're searching out for assisted living, or you're worrying about the health concerns, and that can be a full-time job. So those areas, as you articulated them, are very very real.
Right, right. Well, I know that you have been through some of those challenges personally, correct?
We have. It's so nice of you to bring it up. And you know, I used to be in my career early on, you know, in my 30s and 40s, I never really shared much about my personal life. But, you know, it's different at this age and stage, and especially with what we do at the magazine. If you have a personal story to tell, you should tell it. About 3.5 years ago, my father-in-law, who was a distinguished professor at Ohio State University, he passed away, and my in-laws had been in that home for 61 years.
Okay.
And my wife's mother tried to live on her own for a little while. That didn't go so well.
Right.
My wife found herself, you know, going back and forth to Columbus, Ohio on a regular basis. And finally, we had to make the decision, like a lot of families, to move my mother-in-law here to California, where she lives with us. But over the last year and a half, it's been very, very difficult. We've kept Scripps Hospital and the skilled nursing facilities in business.
Right. I can understand that.
Yes,
definitely.
You can.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, it's not easy.
No.
You know, and trying to decide whether to keep the person home or put the person in a facility. When my mom got in trouble, they told us in order to discharge her from the hospital, we had to have two full-time caregivers at home, and we checked the prices. We couldn't afford that, and so
we did
find a nice place for her. You know, it was expensive, but it wasn't as expensive as 24/7 home care.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
for sure.
Oh yeah, but those are the kind of decisions you and others have made, and there is an impact on the individual themselves. You know, my wife's was a distinguished molecular biologist, well published, great research. Made her PhD count, and when her dad first started to get sick, and then her mother, moving here, her career just became a sabbatical. And so, you know, those kinds of decisions are made too, and they're not easy. No situation is the same. You can learn from each other. You can see how other people handle it, and I think that's a good idea. But in the end, each family has to make their own decision.
Right, right. And like you said, it's hard. It definitely is
hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And you know, it's interesting, as we talk, balance your story, my story, and the story of other baby boomers, you talk to the readers, and there's a lot of people in this situation. As a matter of fact, the whole caregiving, may it be if you bring people in, you're doing it yourself at a facility, whatever, it's, you know, as we say in this discussion, you and I, it's top of mind.
Right, right. Yes, yes, very much so. So, yes, I'm going to share my current story since
Please do.
You know, my dad just passed away on Monday.
Oh, heartbreaking.
And he, 99 years old. And
right.
he was living on his own a month and a half ago, and started to realize that he needed more help. And so We moved him out of the place. We moved him in with my sister, who has health issues on her own. But we got 24/7 care because my sister couldn't really provide that kind of care for my dad. And we also got hospice care. And so,
I see.
Yeah, so he was doing that for a month. And he was really starting to get stronger, but he had a heart attack and had to go into the hospital for 9 days. And when he came back, his mobility, you know, they didn't move him at all in the hospital. So,
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so he worked really hard on getting his mobility back. And then, last Sunday had another heart attack and eventually ended up having to go to the hospital under hospice. And so it's just been wild, you know, in terms of trying to decide what to
do. I really respect you for sharing this with your audience. You know, obviously I knew ahead of time, and I would, of course, been too respectful to bring it up. But I think you're really doing your audience a valuable service to tell your story. You know, you had so much respect for your dad. I've learned over the years how supportive your dad was to you and everything you did, from your great achievements in sports to your whole career. And, when you're talking about the issues facing baby boomers, one that I left out, but now that we're on the subject, is losing a parent. I mean, that's heartbreaking. So, of course, my wife and I are so supportive of you, Sharkey.
Right. And, you know, I'm still kind of right in the middle of it, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, and so, I know I'll get through it because...
It's raw.
It's very, very raw. Yeah, and so I appreciate that. There are some other topics we can talk about, though,
as being challenging. Well, as we always do, and I've been lucky enough to be on your show before, so I always think the best mode of operation is following your lead.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I hear people talking about is they thought they had everything set up for retirement, but now with inflation, you know, they're struggling. So do you find that as a concern with your readers?
No question about it. There are three aspects to it. The first is, you know, we as a generation, especially in the 80s, you know, maybe some people lived beyond their means. So there was a bit of catch-up that had to do. And then once they did catch up, they did try to save and protect their assets so that they could live out a happy retirement. You know, as you know, I'm part of the advisory board for the Golden Life community, which is dealing with this issue as well. And the idea that, Social Security just doesn't cut it. And
right.
You need other assets. But no, the cost of living, you know, you and I both live in California, and it's particularly difficult in California, but it is the case across the country. And, some baby boomers, we were talking about encore career and contribution to society, but there's a third aspect to this, and that is that some baby boomers are just going back to work because they have to.
Right.
And so it's a very difficult thing right now, and the inflation has been a terrible thing to this country, especially over the last few years. Obviously, the pandemic didn't help matters, but coming back into it over the last two or three years, and people are really having to do some real planning because we're living longer. That's the good news. More people are spending time on the health and wellness issues, which is paramount to your recommendations. That's good, but cost of living, a real problem.
Right, right. So what are some of the answers you have for people that are struggling?
Yeah, you know, obviously the first thing is anecdotal, and that is the fact that, you know, you ask the average baby boomer or senior, they really all want to stay in their home.
Right.
So that's the first thing. How do you protect, which is most people's biggest asset, their house, right? And so you have to work around that particular issue. There are, and of course you got to be a little careful who you call upon, but there are some really good baby boomer financial advisors who you can sit down with, and I think that's helpful to have a discussion, because there are a lot of things to face. Like, for example, if you've been independent and you've put money into a self-employed retirement fund, you know, when do you have to take that money and how do you do it? You know, it's not like our parents' generation or our there is a pension, there are the pensions out there. So I think this is something maybe we could address a little bit more as the show goes on. I think
right.
That would be a good topic to talk about.
Right. Well, we are going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about that topic because it's
great.
Huge.
Thank you,
okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Rick Bava right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharkey Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharkey Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeyZartman.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharkey Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm Sharkey Zartman here with Rick Bava, and he is a baby boomer thought leader, and we are talking about the challenges of seniors in this generation, 2024. So welcome back, Rick.
Oh, thank you very much, Sharkey. During the break, I was thinking to myself some of the questions that we're addressing, and we were talking about our parents and then some financial issues, and they're almost a little bit related. I think a lot of baby boomers judge some of their planning based on what their parents did, you know. Sometimes
right.
I think to myself, I remember taking my dad to sign up for Social Security. I remember when they started on Medicare. I remember when they were, dividing their money between their everyday expenses and taking some trips and going to see family. And sometimes it's hard for me to believe that that's me today.
I know. Well, I have to tell you.
How did we get here?
I know. I have to tell you the way my dad saved money. He would hide it in his house.
And that's something. Yeah, sure.
And we found most of the money he would hide in his socks.
Oh my! Isn't that a great story?
We
isn't
found
that a great. Those are the nice moments.
We found $17,000 in an old sock. Believe that.
Isn't he something?
That's
something special.
Yeah, and when he was in the hospital, he said, "Don't forget the coins." And these old coins, silver, he hid all that stuff in the house.
People of his generation did. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to how we can survive these financial challenges that we're going through.
Yeah. I think it's important that, like, you know, your dad and my dad, you know, my dad used to say, take a look at the nest egg, right? You know, continue to save a little bit, spend a little bit, do the balance and the challenges. A lot of the topics that we've talked about today so far have a relationship. They're intertwined, really.
Right.
You're talking about spending money, and you're talking about saving for your own nest egg and living out your own life. But then you're talking about, well, I'm taking care of my grandchildren, and I want to take a trip and things of that nature. I think you gotta look at those different buckets and make sure you don't get overextended in any one of them.
Right.
Sometimes I see some of my old baby boomers, the kinds of things that they are buying their grandchildren. I know they love their grandchildren. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you gotta pull the reins in a little bit. Sometimes another couple will invite you to take a cruise or go on a trip with them and things of that nature. That's a nice idea, especially if it's people that you've been friends with for a long time. But you gotta make sure that there's a match in expenditures, because some people have a little bit more than
Right.
others, and I think that's something. I think the most important thing, though, about this topic is I think you got to continue to invest. But what a financial advisor tells us at the magazine is, as you get older, you got to make sure those investments are safe. Like, for example, one thing that is a real hint right now, we've talked about the inflation as a downside, but one of the positive aspects of it is the fact that the interest rates are higher for savings.
Right.
So you can put your money in savings accounts that have higher yields, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a beneficial way of household.
Okay. You talk about financial advisors, and a lot of people need them to be stable during these times with inflation and everything else going on. What questions should you ask yourself before you do hire a financial advisor?
Yeah, I think you're hitting on something that is very, very important. A lot of people just say, Fidelity, they must be experts, or whoever. I just happened to use that name because it was top of mind. But they just go in there unprepared because they figure that the advisor has all the answers. A good financial advisor really will start out by your challenges, what you're facing, what your environment looks like, what you really have as assets. And then they'll try to help you figure out a roadmap. So you really gotta start with all of that before you actually go into the to the advisor. You know, a good accounting of what you have, and that sounds a lot easier than it is, but it's important to know. I think it's important to know where your dollars are being spent. And then I think you should be talking about what you really want to do, especially as a couple, how you want to live out the next 30 years of your life. And a good financial advisor will ask you what do you envision over the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? And then they'll look at the pot that you have, and then try to find a balance so that you can think about where you allocate things in the future. One thing that is happening that we're not proponents of, but I see a lot of couples doing it, and that's the whole aspect of the downsizing, where they might have a bigger home. You know, the children have long gone. It's fun to have the grandchildren come to visit and that kind of thing. But if done properly, downsizing doesn't have to be a negative term, where you can get and move into a smaller place. A lot of couples actually are finding that they'll move into, they'll sell their home, move into a condominium. And it's a good way of being able to lock the door behind them if they're wanting to do some travel.
Right.
Those aspects all kind of come into play.
Right, right. And for people that are alone, a lot of times, do you remember Golden Girls? Do you remember?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Golden Life community that I'm on the board of, it was originally founded based on that aspect of the television show. That's what they're really actually going to try to do. They're actually going to try to create a village community concept. They're going to have a platform where resources can be accessed by the mature women of America, but they're also going to try to set up a campus type living for that. But it was originally based on the show where, not only was that a wonderful show, funny, of course, with such great actresses, but that's real today.
I am so glad to hear that, because yeah. I love that show, and thinking about, moving.
Or the Hallmark Channel or whatever.
Love it. Well, we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, a lot of people look forward to retirement and are sometimes financially set up for it. But staying productive and learning how to use that extra time sometimes is challenging. So you ready to go there?
I'd enjoy talking about that.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Rick Bava right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharkey Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharkey Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeyZartman.com.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharkey Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully, regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much.
Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
We are back with more Pep Talk. I'm Sharky Zartman here with Rick Vaba, and he's the author of In Search of the Baby Boomer Generation and a thought leader for the baby boomers. And he's also part of the leadership of today's Senior Magazine. And so, hey, it's been fun so far, Rick.
Oh, really enjoyed it. I mentioned to your producer, enjoyed talking to you so much.
Well,
I hope the audience is gaining some good information from it.
Yes, I think so. And as I talked about before the break, a lot of people look so forward to retirement, and they feel like they have the funds to do it. Maybe they have a pension, they've saved a bunch of money. But once they're done, a lot of times they're not ready for all that extra time, or, you know.
Really zeroed in on something. That's a kind of a common refrain from our fellow baby boomers.
Yes. And so how do they deal with that?
Well, you know, it's fun. Phases. The first phase is they're leading up to it, and they can't wait. Oh, I've been working so hard, and here I go, right?
Right.
And then the first few months, there's a kind of an enthusiasm that is sky high. But then it settles back down, and then there's a there what type of situation. Maybe you've taken a great trip. Maybe you've, some of the athletic types of things that you do. Some people like to go on hiking trips. Some people like to tour baseball stadiums. Some people like to, they're lucky enough to go to the Masters. That's coming up pretty soon. But then they kind of say to themselves, well, there's more to life, right? And I think they it can't just be about children and grandchildren. You know, the children have their own lives to lead. You got to let them raise their own children. And I think what you find out between your family, seeing your family, extending to relatives, and then still making a contribution to society. I will say to you, Sharky, that I do find that a lot of baby boomers are reaching back to extended family members. That seems to be something that I've seen. And a lot of them are going back to visit their university. They're participating in alumni groups. There's just a thing that I think if you boiled it down to, it's the ones who are enjoying retirement have rounded out their life and not just focused on one thing.
Right, right. You know, because we still have a lot that we can give to other people. And I'm seeing a lot of people, like my dad, was really getting into technology. I mean,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Misnomer that seniors don't have the ability to navigate technology. They really do it. We have a client at today's Senior Magazine. They're a group of professors at the University of Maine who they do nothing more than to help seniors navigate, technology. And they tell me all the time they're far more adept than people give them credit for, you know, no question about it. But, you know, one thing you do, for example, I think there would be a lot of baby boomers who would love to do it. I mean, you are mentoring students through your work as a professor. And I think there would be a lot of baby boomers out there that can't maybe do it in the distinguished way you do it, but there are a lot of them out there mentoring younger people. So, you know, if you can have the opportunity to...
Right.
Young people are starting a business. If you were a business person and you can help, I say go for it.
Right, Right, and especially if you are financially secure,
right.
Volunteer.
People. We got the best program that you'd ever can imagine. It's in the Coachella Valley. We have the Read With Me volunteer program, and baby boomers and seniors that they're associated with us in today's senior magazine, and they volunteer and help the students within the school system with their reading. Oh my God, do they enjoy it?
Yes, yes, and the students really benefit from that, and it's a win-win situation, and so.
Absolutely.
Yes, I still do teach at the college, but I also volunteer, and volunteering,
right.
I teach at a senior center. I teach yoga at a senior center, and in fact, after this show, I'm going to go teach a class.
Oh, that warms my heart to hear. That's a story right up the line here for today's Senior Magazine.
That's right, and it's so much fun because at the college, I have all these things that I have to do, SLOs and all this, things in terms of grading and keeping track of attendance. But with the seniors, I just go and we do yoga together, and they just they're just so appreciative, and they are great at yoga. So.
You got the two spectrums there, right? How interesting for your own life.
Right.
You're helping the young people on their path forward, but then you're just gathering so much fun and learning from people who have lived their life and have a lot to share, want to share, and shouldn't we listen to them?
Right. Yeah, I think so. And so, the babyboomer.org, okay, what are some of the resources you offer on this website?
Yeah, the original creation of that was to have it's an org, so it was created to be an informational website where baby boomers can go and listen. There's podcasts on it. There's over 400, 500 draw from people are posting. Of course, you're an expert on. We have about 8 or 10 experts that we call upon who are their own in their own vein. Baby boomer. Different than the magazine. That's just a true informational website that they can go to. We were talking earlier about the Golden Life community. That's something that I'm really is kind of warm to my heart, because there's another contribution to society type of issue. There's a lot of women who really could benefit from that. And then a little different than you, but still with a little bit of experience at it. I am associated with the Masters in Aging program at Georgetown University.
Cool.
So they actually used my book for required reading. So it was, it's great to be associated with that. I think all these different aspects bring about a pretty robust encore career for myself. I'm in the category of baby boomer who still continues to want to work to the chagrin of my wife.
Oh, come on. She supports you.
Oh, my God, she does. She's fantastic. You and I talked about this the last time I was on your show. She actually edited that book that I wrote, and every column that I've ever written, she's edited. I wouldn't be able to do it without her. And, on a more serious vein, a lot of baby boomer men will tell you, when you have the support of the person you're sharing your life with, there is something true to those statistics about the happiness quotient.
Okay. Well, good, good. Well, we're just about out of time again, so how do we contact you for more information, Rick?
Well, Sharky, first let me thank you for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to interact with you. As far as today's Senior Magazine, it's the number one site for this age demographic, so you can just Google or Bing today's Senior Magazine, and it'll come right up. But just thank you very much for having me on the show. It was an honor.
Well, always a pleasure to have you on, Rick. Thank you so much. And I know that you shared some really important information with everybody. So
thank you very much, Sharky. Talk to you soon.
Okay, and we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharky Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharky Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkyZartman.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
With a little shark sense, you can improve your life. Shark Sense, a new book by Sharky Zartman, is a book that can teach you survival instincts. It pumps you up to live your life fully regardless of what life dishes out. Shark Sense, a fast read with tested principles right from the shark's survival traits. You can do anything. Tap into your inner shark and get your copy of Shark Sense right now. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at sharksense.org.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, and it's time for Shark to Heart. And so if you've been listening to the show, you know that I mentioned that my dad had passed away on just this last Monday. He was 99 years old, and he was an incredible man, and boy, was he a fighter all the way to the end. Now, it was devastating to lose him, but I have so many incredible memories of him that will last forever in my heart. He gave me, people always ask me, where did you get your name? He gave me my name. It was a nickname for Charlene, and we were all called by our nicknames when we were little. No one ever called me Charlene, and I didn't think my name was unusual, except one day when we went to the beach and my sister started yelling at me when it was time to leave. She was yelling, "Shark! Shark!" That's what she called me. "Get out of the water!" And everybody started running out of the water except for me. I was ignoring her. It was actually really hilarious. And also, when I would meet people and when they found out my name, they would get a shocking look on their face and literally take a step away from me. But I was used to it, and that was my name, no big deal. But then I saw Jaws, and I went, oh, my God. I couldn't believe my dad named me after such a mean, ugly fish. So my dad and mom raised five children, and they were both loving and fun and also strict. I grew up knowing that there were consequences for breaking the rules. One of the rules that my dad had was do not go into the kitchen to get food after you're in bed. That was a rule. That was a rule. But I tested that. One morning, I thought, if I'm really, really quiet, they won't hear me go into the kitchen. And so I did. I walked down the hallway into the kitchen, and I just opened the refrigerator door, and I grabbed a little thing of yogurt and slowly closed the kitchen door and thought I got away with it and tiptoed down the hall and got into the bed. And I heard these big footsteps coming down. And I went, oh no, oh no. And it was my dad, and he threw the covers off me and he gave me a spanking. And so I deserved it. I knew I was wrong. It didn't hurt that much, and I knew I deserved it. And out of all the five kids, I was the one that pushed the boundaries. I, for some reason, maybe in my nature, I wanted to see what I could get away with. And I found out, not much. Also, we never needed an alarm clock. Dad would blast music coming from speakers in our rooms. And if we didn't get up, he would come in and pull the covers off the bed. That was his deal. My dad loved to dance with my mom. And they moved like professionals doing the waltz and the swing. And the swing is actually a dance. I remember putting my feet up on top of my dad's shoes as he danced with me, just like he did with my mom. It was so cool. And I always wanted to marry someone who loved dancing. And I did. The only problem is he has two left feet and likes to do the soupy shuffle. When I started dating, Dad was very observant of my choices. Now, he had a very firm handshake, and I used to always tell my dates, make sure you shake my dad's hand hard. And some of them forgot, and my dad almost crushed some of these poor boys' hands. They would get big eyes and look scared. He also told me, never let a boy beat you at anything. And I thought that was kind of weird. We had a ping pong table in the patio, and I was pretty good at the game. Now, if my date wanted to play, I said, sure. I beat him. And the rest of the date was usually very short, and I never heard from him again. I could go on and on, but I'll stop there and tell you some of my favorite free advice tips from my dad that I value to this day. The first one is slow down, you'll get there faster. And I used to go full speed at just about everything and then crash and burn. And he taught me how to drive, and he kept saying, slow down, you'll get there faster. Yeah, and so another thing he used to say, which I never really understood at the time, was stop and smell the bees. I think he meant roses, but basically, it was stop and notice the good things that you have in your life. You know, I was always so busy doing everything that I never really took time to just slow down and take a look at all the neat things that were around me. And number three, you can't do any better than your best. And I tested that one. Sometimes when I'd bring my report card home, my dad would say, did you do your best? And I, yes, Dad, I did my best. He goes, okay, you can't do any better than your best. But from that, in everything I've ever tried in my life, I always felt, even if I didn't succeed, that if I tried my best, it was okay. You can't do any better than your best. And the last thing, the one most memorable, and he used to always say this, every day above the ground can be a good day. Don't waste it. And so, yeah, my dad wanted to make it to 100 years old, which would have been this May 1st. But as the nurse said on the last day of his life, he spent 9 months in the womb, so he already made it. And I just so appreciated her saying that. So, goodbye to my amazing dad. Now, I can picture him dancing with my mom in heaven and watching down on us from above and smiling as we go through our busy days. He's also there with my sister, Jinxie, who passed away about a year ago, and my brother. And so, more than half of our family is up in heaven. So, and, you know, I believe in the afterlife. I believe in God. And, you know, it makes me smile to know that he's finally up there because he missed my mom so much when she passed away. And so, they're up there together. And, you know, they're watching the show down here. I'm sure all of us are providing a good show for him. So, anyway, I miss him tremendously. But even though I am heartbroken, I also realize how blessed I was to have him as my dad. And so, yeah, today's show with Rick was really interesting. We had this set up before my dad passed, and he was so nice. He called me yesterday and, you know, sent his condolences and said, you know, don't worry about the show today. He goes, you and I know how to do this. We know how to talk, and we'll share some great things about seniors and how to navigate, especially, in these days where all of us seem to be living older. I mean, the life expectancy used to be, what was it, like 77? And now everybody seems to be living older. And so we need to know how to do it, you know, and enjoy it. And so anyway, we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You don't have to be a couch potato when it comes to aging. Now you can win at aging with Sharkey Zartman's new book called, wait for it, Win at Aging. Read the book. Connect with your inner athlete. Make a game plan. Discover little-known facts and methods to overcome aging and discover how to take charge of your health and aging in a positive way. Get your copy of Win at Aging by Sharkey Zartman at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit SharkeyZartman.com.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my amazing guest, Rick Vava. Until next time, I'm Sharky Zartman, and here's to your inner shark.